The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today.
Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 17th of June, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend. We'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Twitter for the Mac. Where has it been? By now, we've probably long forgotten that it ever was there, because it hasn't been there for so long. Since Twitter decided a year ago, yeah, we'll just discontinue that thing. Well, apparently they thought maybe that wasn't a good idea, because Twitter for Mac is back. Now, when I say back, it's not back as in today. Now, they're going to be launching it right along with Catalina this fall, promising that this new version will have a variety of new features like dark mode, got your keyboard shortcuts there, multiple window views, and even notifications. I hope notifications are there. Those are kind of important. Now, maybe the reason why Twitter's bringing back their app to the Mac desktop all has to do with existing iOS code base. Yes, apparently the code base it's built upon now, the Twitter app for our iOS devices, will apparently integrate just fine within Catalina. Hence, that's why we're not seeing it till the fall. In the meantime, you've always got your phone that's right beside you anyways, right? Yeah. Amazon Spark is sparking no more. You might remember that discovery shopping feature. Then again, maybe you didn't. Maybe that's why it's gone. Yes, Amazon is shutting down its social network kind of thingy. It's going away on the site and the app. This was that little feature where Prime customers could post pictures of products that they bought. Well, apparently it's not that popular. Or shall we say it wasn't a Prime hangout? Yeah, I know, terrible joke. Most people call this thing Amazon's answer to Pinterest. Yeah, it just didn't work. And finally, I gotta tell you, after reading this article, I had no idea that this was actually a thing. I really thought it was a joke when I was first reading it, but it's not. Now, to start you off here, did you know there's such thing as poop transplants? That stuff. Yeah, the nasty stuff. Apparently, we can transplant that. Whew, I had no idea. Now, I'm sure your question is, why the hell would you want to transplant poop? Well, apparently, it had something to do with some type of gut infections that are out there. I guess they could transplant poop and was supposed to help the other person. Yeah, it's a little medical complicated on me. Well, now that you found out about it and you're thinking, well, maybe I should get one of those. No, probably not. At least according to the FDA. Now the FDA is warning against people having these poop transplants because of, yes, you guessed it, complications. The main reason? E. coli. That's because one person was severely sickened and the other person died after they had a poop transplant. Now this thing actually had approval way back in 2013. Meaning it's been 6 years and everything's been going fine down the poop trail. Until recently. So the FDA is kind of wanting to pull the plug, saying, nah, maybe not a good idea, and go back to the drawing board. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Subscribe to our podcast over there. Check out our blog, review section, so much for you to do. Go check it out for yourself right now. Also, check us out on Facebook, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room. You can find it by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for tomorrow's edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.